Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan at 8:24. Before we get into the Falcons and changes from yesterday, I want to spread some lighthearted
sports news.
Some I mean, just the most refreshing thing you've ever heard.
Oh, okay. I'm here for it.
So Mike Trout hit his 400th home run. Great for him.
It was a tater, too.
Love it.
Big one.
So the fan that caught it got all the goodies, right? The autographs. And he gave him the ball. He just had one request. His name is Alberto.
Okay.
He asked Mike Trout, can we play a game of catch?
No kidding.
That's it. That's all he
wow.
wanted. Play a game of catch with Mike Trout.
Notably, he didn't say, can we have a catch?
You know, I'm not going to say verbatim that's exactly what he said, but maybe he did say have a catch.
I would, no, he didn't. There's nobody that says that. And anybody who says that is wrong.
But for all the people that catch home run balls and like kind of try to shake down players for everything, I love this story.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I got to see the video. It was kind of cool that he they did that. But then Mike Trout played catch or had a catch with no glove. I thought that was weird. Like, dude, put a glove on. You're Mike Trout. You're one of the best players in the league, and you're one of the most injury-prone players in the league. Wear a glove. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Anyways, but that's cool stuff.
It was very cool.
Hey, I would probably say the same thing.
Would you? You would want to play catch with someone?
Yeah, I think I would. If I like met a hero that was a baseball player, I'd be like, dude, can we just one time?
I feel like I would be so nervous. Like, I'm going to drop the ball.
Throw it straight into the ground.
Before we get into the Falcons, we do have Machine Gun Kelly tickets that we are giving away right now. It's a pair, 404-726-0929. It's for his Lost Americana tour with Wiz Khalifa. It's happening Friday, May 29th. Next year at Lakewood Amphitheater. Now tickets to go on sale September 25th at noon at Ticketmaster.com. But we can take care of you right now, 404-726-0929. All right, turning our attention back to the Falcons. A few moves made yesterday. Kicking competition continues, bringing in more guys to compete with Parker Romo. Cornerback C.J. Henderson has been released from the practice squad. And like we've talked about today, wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard has been released. Also, Zach Robinson is going to move from the coach's booth down to the field. Out of all of those, what sticks out the most to you guys?
Well, I think the Ike Hilliard thing is interesting for a lot of different reasons because, you know, the timing of it, and it's just strange to see somebody fired at this point. I think there's definitely something behind the scenes that we're not privy to. And do I know? Absolutely not. I have absolutely zero inside information to that. But my interactions in locker rooms lead me to believe that something happened and there was some kind of falling out or whatever. So, I don't know. And Ike Hilliard played long enough for his own career that it's not like he's, you know, worried and clinging on to a job.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, the Kyle Shanahan thing, Bo, of him moving down to the sidelines is an eyebrow raiser. That's weird.
I hope Kyle Shanahan's on the sidelines out in San Francisco. But Zach Robinson, yeah, it is interesting. But the Ike Hilliard thing to me is, and you watch the games, and if you listen, you know, Arch will talk a lot about things that happen. And so sometimes you'll get insight there. But I noticed on one route just in itself that you have two guys are break inside, and they're not – their depth is very, very close to each other. They're kind of on top of each other, so to speak. And the ball actually – and it would look like a timing anticipation throw where Penix put it all over like it was going to be a bench route, a sideline route, right?
Yeah.
An out route, whatever you want to call it. And there's nobody standing there. And you go back to the replay, and there are two guys that broke on in-cutting routes that are literally on top of each other. That is how you know guys are running the wrong routes. You're not supposed to have guys almost in the same spot. You know, I go back and watch, why were guys not coming back to the ball? Like, you know, you said
I noticed that too.
You know, no one's fighting back to the ball. And you mentioned it earlier, Mike, and I'll let you go to it, but there was one point where it looked like everybody, like you're running a Hail Mary play because everybody was running go routes.
Yeah. Everybody's running go routes into cover three, mind you, which, you know, that means that there's three people deep in covering deep routes and they're absolutely blanketed. There's, you know, four guys underneath in a four man pass rush. There's a check down in the flat on the right to Bijan, which that's where Penix ended up going with it, and he gets almost his head taken off. And there is, you know, Kyle Pitts is chipping on Jake Matthews on the way out to the left, and he's not even getting out before Penix is getting the ball out to Bijan in the check down. It's just bad. It's just bad football. You know, we can talk about the offensive operation and Penix's mechanics, which were terrible, but multiple times I'm watching and going, I don't know where I'd throw it either. Like, there's just a lack of guys understanding, you know, zone versus man, and I don't know if it's Zach Robinson. Maybe it's Ike Hilliard. I don't know. Maybe there's a bunch of other conversations saying – the reason I said Kyle Shanahan a minute ago, and I've been thinking about this all day, the head coaches that are the play callers are all on the sideline. And Kyle Shanahan fits that. I mentioned Andy Reid earlier. I mentioned Sean McVay. I mentioned Sean Payton. The sideline thing is possible. It's not anything I dealt with in my career. I don't remember play callers being down on the sideline. You know, even going back to college, I remember Jim McElwain being up top. So that was always a thing where the play callers were up in the booth. They wanted to see the whole field. They wanted to see the coverages. They wanted to see how linebackers and defensive ends were reacting to play fakes. But it's just this to me is a move all about being able to communicate with Michael Penix in real time and cutting out the middleman. And I have to assume with TJ Yates going to be the wide receiver coach, which he did under Arthur Smith, that is a direct line of communication now from Zach being able to talk to Michael Penix and say, hey, this is what we have to do. And I think that's a good thing.
I could have swore Dirk was on the sidelines with y'all in the 2012 season, but you know, that's a long time. I definitely trust your memory over mine because it was a little bit different for you.
I scored a touchdown that year and I wanted to go hug him, but he was in the booth. Cause he's the one that called that play. So I do remember that. I do remember that.
I like the move. I don't think it's just about the communication in the headset either. I think there's probably a little – it is part of it, I would say, but I don't think it's the whole thing. I think there's a very much to do with some of that, with the fact that you just came off a horrid game offensively, and it was your worst quarter – it was the worst game that your quarterback, who was in his – essentially rookie season as a starter in his sixth game has had his career, you gotta be down there so you can maybe communicate and have that open dialogue when he's on the sideline and kind of get his head back right, because
yeah,
whatever we did or didn't see, Penix's head got wrong in this game, and I think it affected everything, including maybe his footwork and decisions down the down the stretch there in this game, and it basically cost you any chance of coming back. All right, Dylan, let's go. A little Baron Burton's W Sauce, you know, and New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager. I have one on the beach maybe later. Who knows? So, Mike, this is why the SEC is different right here. I know that we had back in the day, remember when Brady Quinn and I think Brady Quinn was like, I think he married A.J. Hawk's
pretty sure he did.
Sister.
Yeah,
and she
sure
had
did.
The – remember the jersey where she had in the bowl game? It was like the Fiesta Bowl, and she had half Notre Dame, half Ohio State.
I do remember that.
So I don't know how you maybe Lane Kiffin's daughter will have a half polo Ole Miss and a half jersey for LSU, because she has now come out that she is dating star linebacker. I say star, but one of their better players on LSU's defense, Whit Weeks. And I'm pretty sure there's three Weeks brothers, right?
I know there's at least two, yes.
Yeah, I think there's three. And so it's really weird, but this was there was a video taken, and basically she made it Landry Kiffin made the relationship of Instagram official with a photo gallery, and one of which has her sitting in Whit Weeks' lap with a what I can only describe as a very short skirt or short combo with cowboy boots. And it's wild. I mean, that's that. And, you know, Lane Kiffin, you know, doing Lane Kiffin-esque things, comments after someone posted this picture on Twitter, and he says, take the over. So basically saying, hey, he's going to put it out there. Then
respect that.
He goes on, he retweets a picture of him and his ex-wife with Landry as a little baby at the beach, ironically enough, as I talk about this at the beach. And he quoted and said, we'll be rooting for the Rebs, and did the blood droplet emoji.
Wow.
So Lane Kiffin is doing Lane Kiffin. At this point, if you're Ole Miss, and I've had a hate-love relationship with Lane Kiffin. I tend to like him these days because he makes me laugh, and I think he's rounded into being very self-aware of what he is and who he is, and a good coach at the same time. But he's essentially brought, like, I don't want to say Jersey Shore, but maybe like a The Hills vibe to the SEC, where there's drama, there's daughters dating rivals. I mean, it's just all over the place.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quickly, I want to say congrats to Drew from Bowden, Georgia, for winning the Machine Gun Kelly tickets. We're going to have more tomorrow. But coming up, we've got football insider for On3 Sports, Brett McMurphy, joining us to explain why Georgia's going to win this weekend.
Whoa.
That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.